Craig Venter, the pivotal figure in the decoding of the human genome. Bill Clinton and Tony Blair linked up by satellite on June 26th to announce the completion of the first draft of the human genome. Even when the hype is discounted, decoding the 3 billion chemical letters of the genome is likely to have a huge impact on science, medicine, and our perception of what it means to be human. Although thousands of scientists in dozens of laboratories around the world share credit for the achievement, one individual can be singled out for recognition: Craig Venter. Dr. Venter, president of Celera, the U.S. genomics company, may represent just one side of the race between the private and public efforts to decode the Book of Life. But no one stands out in the same way among the leaders of the public Human Genome Project. The controversial Californian has made vital contributions to the whole enterprise, and his competitive pressure spurred on the public project. That is certainly his view. I have been the catalyst for making everything happen on the fastest possible time course, he says. Some of my worst critics have said I only speeded things up by a year, and even that would have biomedical research, while the most optimistic ones have said I made 10 years difference. Some leaders of the public project are happy to acknowledge Dr. Venter's contribution. Trevor Hawkins, director of the U.S. Joint Genome Institute, says, "The fact that we are sitting here with a completed draft genome is 100% due to Craig and his bold initiative of introducing gene sequencing on an industrial scale, with hundreds of machines working round the clock." Celera Genomics was founded in May 1998 as a subsidiary of PerkinElmer, the scientific instruments company. Since then, PerkinElmer has changed name twice, first to PE and then to Aplera. Equipped with one of the world's most powerful civil supercomputer facilities and 300 of the latest gene sequencing machines from PE's Applied Biosystems subsidiary, Dr. Venter set up shop close to the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, the federally funded research campus where he had started his career in genomics. Celera's stated goal was to substantially complete the sequencing of the human genome in 2001. The public Human Genome Project, funded mainly by the U.S. government and Britain's Wellcome Trust, the world's richest research charity, was then still aiming for the original completion date of 2005, set when the program had started 10 years earlier. The leaders of the public program, alarmed at the prospect of a private company gaining patent rights to so much genetic information, promptly accelerated their schedule. In 1998, they promised a working draft of the genome by 2001. But Celera was working even faster than expected, and by the end of 1999, it was clear that the company might complete its own draft by mid-2000. Both sides were then becoming concerned about the damage being done to their image by the increasingly vituperative race between them. They discussed a collaboration, but the talks foundered because the public project's commitment to immediate open access to all DNA sequences was irreconcilable with Celera's commercial need to retain intellectual property rights over its data. The bickering resumed early in 2000, although the two sides patched up their differences sufficiently to soak up the politicians' plaudits together at the genome completion ceremony in June. In retrospect, however, Dr. Venter sees that all the publicity about the race to the genome has brought benefits too. On my travels this year, I've seen how fascinated people are by this genetic information, and my view is that the human competition was a primary reason why they became interested. It had all the elements of melodrama you could want. In scientific terms, Dr. Venter has made two main contributions to gene discovery. In conversation with Dr. Venter, it becomes clear that his primary motivation is scientific discovery, rather than making millions of dollars or even deriving medical benefits from genomics. He says, "The biggest thrill in life is making scientific breakthroughs. No other reward can compare with that satisfaction."